USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a big infrastructure bill will be on a glide path to final approval in the Senate. The roughly $1 trillion bill has solid bipartisan support. After expected final passage, Schumer says the Senate will then proceed to a massive $3.5 trillion spending measure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Pentagon will require U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying if the FDA fully approves a vaccine, it would be treated like any other.
I think there's 17 total. There's 8 at least I know of that you have to get just to go to boot camp. It just becomes part of that regimen.
As of July 16th, 70% of active troops were vaccinated. On Monday, the New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee held a press conference about the investigation into Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. Chair of the New York Assembly Judiciary Committee, Charles Levine, says once all the evidence is reviewed, they will decide whether or not to move forward towards impeachment.
After the committee has completed its review of the evidence, it will make a recommendation to the full assembly on whether to proceed with impeachment against Governor Cuomo.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Taliban has seized another city in northeastern Afghanistan, marking the fifth provincial capital to fall under control in just a matter of days. This is just the latest string of victories that come as foreign forces, led by the United States, continue their complete withdrawal from Afghanistan. Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine was asked on MSNBC if we need to put troops back into Afghanistan.
And the U.S. has not just trained Afghan security forces and police, more than 300,000. We're even paying salaries for them. The Taliban, most estimated, is about 50 or 60,000. Why is a force that's more than 300,000 losing ground to a Taliban of 50 or 60,000? Either the U.S. did a very poor job of training people, and I don't think that's the answer, or we want things for Afghanistan that they don't want for themselves. 2,500 U.S. troops isn't going to make the difference. The Afghani population, the Afghani military, has to want to succeed against the Taliban, and if they don't have the desire to succeed, there's no amount of American troops that would help solve this. 20 years of investment to train hundreds of thousands is sufficient.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.